You're listening to Central Time. I'm Chris Molina.
And I'm Jake Carlisle-Larson.
Well, we're going to talk about Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo winning some big honors last night as he was voted the NBA's most valuable player. The voting by members of the media gave him a solid win over last year's MVP James Harden of the Houston Rockets and third-place finisher Paul George of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Giannis gave an emotional acceptance speech thanking the Bucks organization, but especially his family.
Matt Velasquez is the Bucks beat reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he joins us now to talk about the award. Matt, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So was it any big surprise that Giannis won the MVP award last night?
You know, I don't think so. I think at the point of the end of the regular season, which is when the voting was done, it was pretty clear, at least to me, that Giannis was the favorite. He was the one who would likely end up receiving the award. I know he got my vote. I was one of the 100 or so voters part of an international group that voted for the award. And so I thought he would, and I prepared as though he would. And, you know, here we are.
Give us a sense of the kind of season that Giannis had. We remember him being in the playoffs, but he had a pretty monster season, if I remember correctly. What kind of numbers did he put up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was over 27 points a game, 12 rebounds, almost 6 assists, a block and a half per game, 1.3 steals. I mean, those are rare numbers to put up, especially with as few minutes as he played. You know, his minutes were down compared to last year, and he played much less than James Harden, for example. And if you extrapolate it out to per 36 minutes, as some, you know, stat heads like to do, he was over 30 points a game. I mean, he was just really great, really efficient, and doing it really all over the court, especially, you know, inside the restricted area, which is, like, you know, right at the hoop, where he shot, you know, almost 74%, which is, you know, absolutely fantastic, especially considering that everyone on the court knows that Giannis is trying to get to the hoop, and they just weren't able to stop him.
One of the more remarkable things here is Giannis, you know, it feels like he's been in the league for a while, and he has, but he's only 24 years old. He's the third youngest player to win the MVP award over the past 40 seasons. I think when I was 24, I was an intern at Wisconsin Public Radio, so Giannis has a leg up on me. But this is a player who is clearly in his prime and clearly has many more years in the league. Matt, do you think this is the first MVP of many for Giannis, possibly?
I mean, I wouldn't put a ceiling on it, that's for sure. I think that, you know, with what he was able to do last year, you know, teams are obviously going to game plan for him differently and try to make things more difficult for him in the future. And maybe he'll try and figure out ways to keep his body fresher. I know that after the season, he talked about how hard he went in the regular season, and that might have, you know, dinged him up a little bit for the playoffs. Maybe in future years he's going to have to find ways to still play but not really assert himself all the time like he did this year. But I think that, you know, as he learns the game more, figures out the game more, figures out defenses more, and kind of, you know, adds to his skill set, you know, I think that he certainly has the capability of collecting more MVPs in the future.
We're talking right now with Matt Velasquez. He's the Bucks beat reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're talking about some big honors for Giannis Antetokounmpo, who won the NBA's MVP award last night. And Matt, you know, when you're the MVP, you're kind of on top of the world. Every team wants you. We've seen players like LeBron James be courted by literally every team in the league. And when you're a player of that stature, you can kind of go where you want to. What do we know about Giannis's desire to stay in Milwaukee and keep playing for the Bucks?
The biggest thing for him is that he just wants to win. You know, he got the MVP award. It's an individual accolade that he was hoping for, but the biggest thing that he wants is a championship. And he's going to go wherever he believes he can win a championship. At least that's what he said. That's what he's put out there on a fairly consistent basis. He's still going to be with the Bucks for the next two seasons. He's still under contract. And so, you know, their ability to show that they can win and compete at the highest level is going to be paramount in their ability to keep him. I mean, it also helps that, you know, after this season, so at this point next summer, the Bucks will be able to offer him the richest contract ever handed out in the league, 5 years, $241 million or so. So they can offer that. No other team can offer that. That is the carrot at the end of the stick that they have and other teams don't. But, you know, he can still make, you know, boatloads of money elsewhere if he decided that the Bucks wouldn't be competitive enough for his liking.
We're also in the offseason now, which means we're going to see trades, we're going to see transactions, we're going to see players being shuffled around with Giannis winning the MVP award. Milwaukee's looking like a pretty good place to play right about now. Does this award really sort of affect Milwaukee's ability to go out and get some of these players that they really want to get and build the team around Giannis?
Not really. I mean, maybe it will help with getting some kind of fringe guys and maybe adding guys who might be willing to take a pay cut because they want to play in Milwaukee. They want to play with Giannis. I think it's important to also mention that, you know, general manager John Horst won Executive of the Year last night. Coach Mike Budenholzer won Coach of the Year. So to have that kind of alignment where you have the front office, you know, the coach and the best player winning the league's top awards, that's rare. And that's something that, you know, that may entice people to come. But the biggest difficulty, the biggest hurdle for the Bucks in that regard is the salary cap. They're very close to that salary cap number. They can go over it to sign their own free agents. They can bring back Chris Middleton. They can bring back Malcolm Brogdon. They have the right to do that with those guys. But in order to bring back Brook Lopez, someone who they had last year, but they haven't had long enough to have his rights, they're going to have to open up cap space to keep him. And if they want to bring back George Hill, they'll have to open up cap space. And that just, you know, whittles away the money they'd have for other guys. So it's a really tough puzzle for general manager John Horst. And he's got a couple of days to start figuring that out. And free agency will be here by Sunday.
Well, Matt, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Matt Velasquez is the Bucks beat reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo winning the NBA's MVP award last night. That is a hard sentence to say, and I've said it several times. The Bucks have announced that there will be a celebration of the award on July 14th at Deer District Plaza. More details are going to be released about that soon. And share your favorite memories of the season with Giannis. Head on over to the Ideas Network Facebook page, share your memory, share a favorite highlight, or tweet us at Central Time WPR.